Is the Yato YT82457 750-watt hot air soldering station capable of desoldering components from a computer motherboard? Is its performance comparable to that of more expensive stations available for $100 to $250? How is such a station constructed inside? I will try to check this here and present the results in the form of videos and graphs. This is going to be another hot air test by me. I recommend reading the previous tests. Hot air station 858 for 150 zloty, $35 or so. What cheap hot air to fly out of laptop boards, computer? Budget soldering station JCD 8908, 2-in-1, soldering tips plus hot air for 200 zloty, $50. VGA, HDMI soldering, etc. Which hot air to buy? Comparison, measurements, graphs, JCD 8908, SP 1011, DLR, and Quick 861DW. Comparison of Quick 861DW and Sugon 8630 Pro hot air stations, 1 kilowatt versus 1.3 kilowatt heater. Test and measurements of the Prasiva 995D 810W hot air soldering station, a good choice on a small budget. We start as usual with a presentation of the packaging and kit. Maximum airflow power is as usual, 120 liters per minute, similar to the other stations. I think of those I have tested so far, only the Sugon 8630 Pro offered 200 liters per minute. The kit comes with instructions and additional nozzles. And then there is the station itself. Here's the first remark. This station has the possibility of setting three programs, which can make our work a little easier. The 858 discussed earlier did not offer this. The display is quite clear, while the casing seems to be quite cheap plastic. Instructions in Polish. Specifications and description in Polish. Organizational issues. Before we move on to the tests proper, I would like to highlight a few things here. All tests were performed on discs made from electro waste. The video clips do not show the correct methods of desoldering. Therefore, in the videos, I do not use captain tape to protect adjacent components. I do not ensure that the component does not fly away. When blown by hot air, the boards on the videos may not be thoroughly washed of flux. In the videos, I am impatient and move parts that should be left alone during the casting process, because if we use force, we may break the pads, etc., etc. The topic how to replace the MOSFET correctly and wash the board will be covered separately. Here, I am just testing hot air. Video tests Yato YT82457. Time for some experiments. For all the videos below, I have made the following assumptions. At the beginning of the video, the station is switched off. It is completely cooled down to room temperature. The board, similarly. 8.4 millimeter nozzle or no nozzle. You can see in the video, yes, that's my nozzle, not any of the kit. Highest blow rate, if the specification is to be believed, 120 liters per minute. Films are not processed. Let's start with lower temperatures. 350 degrees Celsius, full blow. Motherboard from a laptop. Chip soldering in an SO8 or similar enclosure. 90 seconds to remove, but this is without flux. 350 degrees Celsius, attempting to remove the coil from a large copper spout. Unsuccessful, I gave up after 2 minutes. I then let the plate cool down. Test at 400 degrees Celsius. Success in just over a minute. 400 degrees Celsius, soldering of the standing HDMI socket by heating on the other side of the PCB. It was possible to remove the socket without tearing the tracks or melting the socket itself. 450 degrees Celsius, MOSFET transistor soldering from a computer motherboard. Soldered out in less than a minute. Drawings, such gains of soldering a component out of scrap in time may be fun, but it's also better to measure something. The standard assumption here is to use the largest overblow, although in many cases it could be reduced. Then it could also heat a bit harder. But that's the assumption I started with, and it's hard to change anymore. I made the graphs based on my setup with a thermocouple. Open beckon configuration for hot air testing. Max 6675, temperature and power logging. First a graph at 350 degrees Celsius. After about 100 seconds, the probe actually recorded over 300 degrees Celsius. Interactive version. Now the graph at 450 degrees Celsius. After about 90 seconds, the probe actually recorded over 350 degrees Celsius.